Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Help me to wait and not to fall. Help me to stay while you make me strong until the day. yourself and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me grace and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me truth and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away. You give me your Son and Spirit. You give me grace and ears to hear it. You give me yourself and say that all else must pass away.
Fitzgerald. Oh my goodness. This person who wrote this topic is talking about me. My name is Glenn Fitzgerald. I'm a serial backslider. A sinaholic. I've made every kind of mistake there is. I've slid every backwards, sideways, up, down. You could name every way of messing up. I think I've found them all. And I feel bad. I do. I feel there are times I look at myself and my life and think, you know, man, you could be doing better than that. After all this time, how does that thing bother you? How does this other thing still have you caught up? I should be over this. I should not have this temptation anymore. I shouldn't be able to be caught up in these things so much. And I start getting down on myself, and I say, you know, I've made so many bad choices, you know. But here's the thing I started thinking about today, and I want you to think about this right now as we start talking about this. How many times when you had those, you know, those backslides, when you had those things where you were in your madness, when you made those mistakes, how many times was that making a bad choice? And how many times was that you weren't really making a choice hardly at all? You know what I mean? You were just going along with whatever was happening, right? See, I beat myself up saying I made all these bad choices, bad choices, bad choices, and I did choose. I mean, you all of us have that friend that is gets you in trouble. You know what I mean? Some of y'all blinking at me like you don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you that friend. I don't know. I'm not going to ask anybody to confess tonight. I'm just saying. I had a buddy like that. Every time he called me up, we were going to be running from somebody tonight, you know. And he'd say, come on, let's go. Now, he wouldn't say, come on, let's smoke a bag of weed and chase women. He wouldn't say that, you know. Hey, let's go get in trouble and see if you can't be chased by the cops somewhere. He wouldn't say that. But he'd say, you know, hey, let's get together and do something tonight. And I would say yes, and I would know that's a bad decision. And yeah, I'm responsible for that decision. But in a funny kind of way, I think a lot of the problems and mistakes I've made have come because I gave up that decision. You know what I mean? I wasn't really deciding. I was just letting the situation carry me along. How many times have you been in a situation where you find yourself somewhere and you got a black eye, you're in the police station, and what? How did I get here? This was not my plan tonight of how I wanted to spend my night, but somebody said something and you did, and it almost wasn't a decision. You know, there wasn't a point where you said, now what? I wonder if I, if I tangle with this fool, I wonder what my, and I already got two strikes and carry the two and add the four and what might happen. And, you know, we don't do that, do we? It's on. That's all we know. It's on. You know, that there's no, I think that's our problem. We're not even making the decision. We're not even thinking it through. We're not even, you know, we beat ourselves up for making a bad decision, but it's almost like we just give ourselves over. Boy, I don't like that. Because that says that other person's in control of me, you know. The situation's in control of me. Just whatever's happening in this neighborhood's in control of me. Boy, I don't like that at all. And when you think about it, I think that's how most people live their lives. I mean, for as Matt's pointing out, if you grow up in a nice neighborhood, and you know you end up, you know, doing what everybody else in the neighborhood does, I think you're doing the same thing. I don't think you're thinking it through. I don't think you're counting the cost. I don't think you're cutting against the grain. But here's what I know about the people in this room. Here's what I know about you, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Off the beam, you let me know. But there was a point in your life where you put your foot down and you said, I'm not going to do that thing I always do.
Yeah. Amen.
You cut against that grain. Every molecule in your body said, punch this fool. He needs it. It will be good for him. It will be good for the universe. He needs some punching. Punch this fool. Every molecule in your body said, hit that thing that they're passing. You know, everything in your body said, go this way. But there was a point where you put your foot down and said, no, it's not going to be like that. I'm going to cut against that grain. See? That was the first time where you started making decisions. Everything else is going along. Everything else is just going with the flow. And, you know, that's the point that I want us to zoom in on, because I think we have this idea that we're making good decisions, bad decisions, you know, who knows, back and forth, in and out, whatever, whatever. I think it really amounts to a whole lot of just going with the flow of whatever's going on around us, with madness and chaos and whatever that thing is, and very little of us cutting against the grain that way. But the people in this room have cut against that grain more than anybody I know. That's what makes you special. And that's what we want to zero in on. That's what we want to talk about today. See, I think we have to manage our expectations of ourselves. A lot of us, I talk to brothers at the jailhouse, or, you know, on the streets, or, you know, here at the service, and they'll say, you know, I shouldn't be doing this, and I shouldn't be that, and I should be doing this, and it shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't have all these. This should word comes up a lot. In the 12-step program, they call it shooting yourself, right? It's this mentality that I should be way further along. But you have to stop and question that every now and then. Say, really? Should I be nearly perfect by now? Does that make sense? It sounds stupid when I say it out loud, but in your head it made perfect sense 5 seconds ago. I'm a work in progress, and I still got a long way to go. I don't know what makes y'all feel like y'all are around the corner from never going to be tempted ever again. But we don't like that idea, and it works against our brain, this idea of being vulnerable to attack, you know. One of the close buddy of mine, I spent a lot of time with him, and he was a... addicted to crack for a long time, and he said if he's in a place where he could smell it, just the smell, that was he'd say if I'd smell, I'd literally just get up and go. Amen. Just be not in that place, because just smelling that would be enough. Mm-hmm. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about on that. And I've been there with the other addictions and other things, other struggles I've had, just the hint of it, and here I go. And I think there's something about us. We don't like that. We don't like this idea that we're that vulnerable. And we say, okay, my goal is I don't have anything that can do me that way. I don't have any area of my life where I'm so weak in that area, rather than trying to figure out how to do all these things that these other pastors are talking about, depending on God, leaning on God. We say, I want to get to a place where I don't need to pray about this. I want to get to a place where I don't need to be strong. I don't need God. I don't need any of these other things. I'm just, you know, doing it on my own. But God says, one day at a time. That's what the 12-step people say. One day at a time. Because here's the thing. You can and you have taken all the temptation the devil could throw at you, and you have fought that off. Okay. That has happened. Okay? But here's the thing. Tomorrow, you get up, that dude's still coming at you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You want it today, but it's not like the devil just decided he's going to take a holiday just because of, you know, he's going to mess with somebody else. He's bored with you or something. Every morning I wake up, that demon's sitting on the end of my bed waiting for me to wake up. Well, y'all sleeping in late today. Well, I guess I'm going to have to tempt you a little extra hard to make sure I get it all in. You know, he doesn't give up on me. That means every day I have to be on point. Every day you have to be on point. Here's what the Bible says right here. Jesus said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. That's cutting against the grain, like we were talking about. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Okay? That's what he's saying. Cut against the cross. Cut across those desires that you have. Make those sacrifices. Take up that cross and follow me. But here, look what he says here. If anyone come after me, he must take up his cross when? Daily. Every day. Every day. There's somebody in this room that can grit their teeth and get, as Matt was talking about, get all their willpower together and fight this thing off and conquer the devil and be victorious. Tired and exhausted, but victorious. Tomorrow he wakes up, he's going to fall straight off. He got no juice left. I got to depend on Jesus every day. Every day that enemy's coming at me. Every day. He ain't getting tired either. I got to be more determined than he is, don't I? So he, you know, whatever he come at me, I'm coming at him twice as hard. That's the mentality I have to have if I'm going to win this battle. All that guilt, all that shame that you're heaping on yourself, that's making you weak. It's making you tired. It's making you down on yourself. And that's not helping you fight this battle that you got to fight, not one lick. It's making you weaker. We don't have time to beat up on ourselves, beat up on the enemy that's trying to take you out. You know, that's the mentality, that's the focus that we have to have. It's like anything else, we have to have a smart strategy if we're going to win that battle. We have to have that smart approach to how are we going to accomplish that. And that's what all these other brothers have been talking about, and that's what I want to kind of land on, is this idea of develop a mentality that there's a smarter way to fight this. There's a way to fight it harder, no question about it. But I know the people in this room. I know y'all. I love you. You aren't lacking for a sense of determination. You're not lacking for heart. You're not lacking for heart. Do you know that about yourself? Or maybe I'll hold up a mirror to you just so you know. You're not lacking for heart. You got heart. That's not the problem here. Not by a long stretch. Heart is done. It's taken care of. Determination, focus, that's there. But what we have to do is we got to be smarter about this. We got to figure out how to fight together. Amen? We have to figure out what this, how this attack is coming in, and to anticipate what he's going to do before he does it, and already have him cut off at the pass. I got to have something ready now for what's going to happen tomorrow. You follow me? That kind of wisdom, that kind of strategy, is exactly what we are here for. That's what we're here to do with you. That's what tonight is all about. That's what these pastors are here for. I want you to grab somebody tonight and say, here's my thing. What's a smart strategy on that? How do I deal with that? How do I pray? How do I get some accountability on that? How do I get some fellowship? Sometimes, you know, and I'll end with this. Sometimes it's just as simple as calling up a buddy and saying, man, let's just go get a hamburger. And man, these people are driving me crazy. I'm going to lose my religion if I don't get out of this house. Sometimes it's just as simple as that. And we can do that for each other. Amen. All right. Yes, we love you. God bless you.